Welcome to the Miracles Happen Fertility Podcast, where it's all about using the power of your mind to create hope, health, and miracles on your fertility journey. And now your host, a dash of science and a heap of spirit, Dr. Maria Rothenberger.
Hey, hey, it's Maria Rothenberger, your host for the Miracles Happen Fertility Podcast. Welcome to episode 84, The Impact of Chronic Love. I am a therapist and coach specializing in fertility issues, and I also just, quote, came out in July of 2020 that I am able to connect with other realms, and in this specific work, I connect with spirit babies. So those are entities of babies that want to come into this world, also babies that have passed on. It has been so rewarding, and I just wrapped up a session with somebody who said, well, this was better than my therapy session. I'm like, listen, I'm a therapist and I agree. It actually can be so much more impactful and healing in a lot of ways. So, speaking of impact, my book, Transcending Infertility, is coming out, and I really hope that it is very impactful for people. The feedback that I'm getting is so positive and beautiful. I'm so grateful to folks who have read the book in advance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Some of their notes, by the way, are seen on the website for the book at transcendinginfertilitybook.com. You can read them yourself. And the book is going to be published on November 21st, 2020. I am so freaking excited. I am actually beside myself that this is finally happening. It's only a couple weeks away, so that's really exciting. And if you didn't hear my last couple of episodes, I do plan on having a party on published day. And I'll be doing probably a couple of live things either on Instagram or Facebook. I haven't decided the structure yet, but if you are on my newsletter, you will be the first to know how to connect with me, what times, all that good stuff. And that you can get on at drmariarothenberger.com. At the very bottom there is just a little bar that you can use to sign up, join the Miracles Happen Fertility newsletter. Or I have a few free gifts on there for you that you can choose from, and you can sign up that way as well. Either way, I hope to connect with you, and I look forward to seeing you at those live events. I will have plenty of fun stuff to give away, maybe a free live spirit baby session of some kind, or oracle card readings, books to give away. Oh, good stuff. Also, oh gosh, I'm just thinking of all kinds of ideas as I'm speaking right now. I was thinking about personalized meditations that I could give away, just meditations in general. I can give away pre-recorded meditations. Oh my gosh. Okay. I have a lot of fun giving shit away. So welcome to the Miracles Happen way of life. All right. So this episode today is going to be a little bit briefer because frankly, I am stretched pretty thin of late with bookings and needing to work on this publishing date and getting everything all squared away. So I received a bit of feedback on the e-course that I put out, the Fertility Reset, which is that coincides with the first three fertility keys in Transcending Infertility. You can check out the Fertility Reset e-course at drmariarothenberger.com/fertilityreset. You can find out more about it there. And P.S. that's probably going to go on sale again around the publishing date of the book. So heads up. I'll probably also have sales on other things too. So hang in there. A few more weeks to go. So I got a little bit of feedback on one of the videos recently, and the video is called The Impact of Chronic Love. And I thought, oh my God, I've never done a podcast episode on that. It's really crazy. So here I am. I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into the impact of chronic love. And you'll see, if you do read the book or take the e-course or both, you'll see that there's information on there in the book too, or in the e-course and the book. Okay, I'm done talking about that now. Okay, so what does the impact of chronic love mean? What am I talking about there? Well, I feel like in order to understand what the impact of chronic love means, that we first have to talk about what the impact of chronic fear means. Now, if you have listened to me for a while, or if you know of my work, you know that I subscribe to the notion that there really are only two main emotions that we experience, and that is fear and love. When you are in the fertility world, when you are experiencing struggles trying to conceive or trying to build your family, which one do you think you're experiencing more? You are right. You hit the nail on the head. It's fear. You are feeling fear most of the time. Anything that feels dysregulated, anxiety-ridden, depressing, anger, all of that comes from the baseline space of fear. Now, I talked about fear before on this episode, on this podcast, on an episode called Fear Soup. You can look that up at drmariarothenberger.com. Just hit the search icon there at the upper right-hand corner and look up Fear Soup. Fear Soup is a phrase that I like to use to describe what it's like to be in chronic fear. When we experience a fear reaction to anything, our bodies are amazing. What happens is that all of the chemicals that match that particular fear are released into our bloodstream. Everything that matches that, we are now sitting in, as if we were marinating in a bowl of soup. That's how I like to describe it. It's not a pretty picture, right? But it's accurate. We are just bathing in these chemicals, these stress chemicals. So I wanted to talk about the effect of chronic fear first, and then we will talk about chronic love. I looked up this article. It was really great. It's from Neuroscience Education Institute, and they had a speaker there with like 100,000 letters after her name. So she is Dr. Mary D. Muller, and she talks about the effects of chronic fear on several of our systems. And this speaks my language because she's talking about physical health, mental and emotional health, and spiritual health. So let's talk about first what chronic fear does on the body. It affects immune system. So she writes out several things: immune system dysfunction, endocrine system dysfunction, autonomic nervous system alterations, sleep-wake cycle disruption, eating disorders, and alterations in hypothalamus-pituitary-adrenal axis. Now, out of all of those things, what affects your fertility? Every single one. That was a hint for you. Every single friggin' one, okay? They all affect your fertility. Chronic fear. All right, how does chronic fear affect your emotional wellness, mental wellness? Here's her list. Dissociation from self. Raise your hand if you feel like you've lost yourself in this fertility process. Okay? Unable to have loving feelings. How many of you have gotten pissed off at the smallest things with your loved ones or spouse or even strangers? Learned helplessness, phobic anxiety, mood swings, obsessive compulsive thoughts. Raise your hand if you've experienced any of those. Okay? Hello. The potential consequences of chronic fear on spiritual health. She writes, bitterness or fear toward God or others. Confusion or disgust with God or religion. loss of trust in God and or clergy, waiting for God to fix it, despair related to perceived loss of spirituality. Raise your hand if you've experienced any of those. Okay. This is barely scratching the surface on what the impact of chronic fear does to us. I love this article. I just Googled chronic fear and here it came. This is, to me, the perfect example of synchronicity, something that I just needed to pull up and say to you guys. Interestingly, very interestingly to me, when I Googled chronic love or the impact of chronic love, not one damn thing came up. There was one thing that talked about love with chronic illness or chronic pain, but nothing about the impact of chronic love, which is insane to me. All right, now, this doesn't require like intuition. You can just think about this from the top of your head. If all of these things are true for chronic fear, what do you think will happen when you actually intentionally experience chronic love? Now, what's chronic fear? Chronic fear is thinking and feeling over and over and over about really difficult, scary things. I give an example of, in my book, of the gazelle analogy. I've probably given this this analogy on this episode, on this podcast before. In fact, I think I read the excerpt from my book where the lion herd chases the gazelles. And the gazelles run, of course, but then the lions tire out and go back to their tree and sunbathing. The gazelles go back to grazing because they're no longer in fear. The problem with humans is that we can't be like the gazelle and forget that the lions chased us, or not just forget it, but not live in that moment. We are constantly believing or behaving as if a lion is constantly cresting the hill to attack us. We constantly worry about that next horrible, scary thing happening. That's chronic fear. Chronic love is living in a space of everything is exactly as it needs to be. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. Now, does that mean that you're not allowed to be not okay? Absolutely not. You are absolutely allowed to be okay. That would be the equivalent of saying the gazelle should not run from the lion. Of course the gazelle should run from the lion. It's safety, it's security. It's a, you know, I need to keep my freaking self alive, right? The difference is that you will eventually go back to grazing. You will eventually turn back on your parasympathetic nervous system. Instead of fully engaging and ceaselessly engaging your sympathetic nervous system, which is chronic fear. So when you are in a sense of chronic love, that does not mean without fear. That means being able to return to a homeostatic place. That means feeling overall things are okay. Oh, lion's chasing me. Let's go. Oh, lion's gone now. I can graze again. That is chronic love. That's being able to discern between real threats, real scary things, and true safety. When you experience chronic love, your immune system begins to function again. Your endocrine system begins to function again. Your automatic nervous system goes back to a homeostatic, healthy, well place. Your sleep-wake cycle becomes more regulated. Eating disorders dissipate. They become way more regulated. Alterations in hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. Hypothalamus pituitary adrenals, they all go back to a baseline homeostatic place, which is far, far healthier than when we are under chronic fear. You begin to, this is the emotional side, you begin to reassociate with who you are. You begin to have an identity of, oh, infertility isn't everything. Yes, it's important, but it's not everything, which P.S. is a chapter in Transcending Infertility called Shrinking IF. Learned helplessness, anxiety, mood swings, obsessive thoughts, unable to have loving feelings, all of these things begin to heal themselves. Suddenly, you are able to have loving feelings for people who piss you off. Imagine that. Your mood stabilizes, the anxiety dissipates. Anxiety is not the same as the fear response of a lion chasing you, by the way. This phobic anxiety is what we're talking about that leads to panic over and over and over, fear of terrible things happening. And this last part is probably the most powerful that I personally experienced, is the spiritual wellness. So I was absolutely bitter and angry toward anybody who attempted to explain away my fertility issues through religion or God or any kind of spiritual thing in any freaking way. And now look at me, I'm freaking talking to spirit babies. My therapist friends are probably like, oh my God, wait, should we address this with some meds or something? But anywho, that has turned around completely. There is maybe not a religious, I'm certainly not religious, but I now have trust in something greater than myself. There is no more despair. There is no more bitterness. There is no more distrust or confusion around something that I must have done bad to be punished for. None of that. There is total and ultimate trust that what has happened to me, what has happened to my husband, what has happened to my kids, what has happened to you is okay. It does not mean that it doesn't blow. It fucking blows. It's horrible. And it's debilitating and all manner of fear-related stuff. The chronic love part is that you can come back to a homeostatic place where you know in your soul things are actually okay. Even if for that one particular moment they sucked, you're still okay. All right. I want you to think on that for a little bit more. Think about how your life would change with the impact of chronic love. Think about what would stabilize. Think about how your relationships with others and with yourself would change. If you're like me, you'll stop flipping off people on the highway who cut you off. And even people who have different political views than you do. I'm recording this right now on the day before Election Day in the U.S. It will be published on Thursday. Who knows from where I sit what's going to be happening 2 or 3 days from now. But I know I am sitting in that homeostatic place that regardless of the shit show that it might be, it is okay. It's ultimately okay. With that, my friends, I send you love. I send you chronic love, even in the midst of your fear moments. I am hoping that you are well, that you are moving toward wellness, that you are moving toward homeostasis, that you are moving toward bringing back the impact of your parasympathetic nervous system and connecting to your greater self that can remind you that things are okay. Things are okay. And until next time, may you be well.